Welcome, Cleaning Nation. So excited to have you with me today. I love, love, love hanging out with my favorite people, entrepreneurs specifically, entrepreneurs who own, operate, and rockstar with cleaning companies. Before we jump right in, take a minute and go to growmycleaningcompany.com. That is where we keep all of the good stuff, the hundreds of blogs, videos, podcasts that we've done. And I just created a brand new training that I'm really excited about that has been getting such good feedback on that you can get instant, immediate access to. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the on-demand training. It's absolutely free, and it is a game changer. Today, we are chatting with Rowena from Bristol Residential Cleaning. Rowena is a return guest to the show. We liked her so well the first time. I want to have her back. And she's been serving the Bristol UK area in England with residential and commercial cleaning for the last 6 years. If you want to reach out to Rowena and get a hold of her at www.bristoldomesticcleaning.co.uk. Rowena, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So glad to have you. Honestly, anyone that sounds like a Rowena can just be on the show every week because it makes me sound like a dirty, uncouth American, but I don't even care. I love your accent. I love talking to you and excited, and I love your energy. So I'm excited to help. We started talking quite a bit offline because we just, you know, we're both nerds and we enjoyed figuring everything out. And I kept saying, let me hit record. So let's jump right in. What's going on in your world right now that I can help you with? And let's do this.
Okay, so what's going on in my world is I'm a bit stuck. And obviously, I reached out to the internet to find somebody to help me. And I found you. And I've been listening. I haven't been able to listen to all the podcasts, but I've been listening. And the few things that I put in place, just for example, even a little pop-up on my website that says, you know, 20% off your first clean, that is getting me more customers. So people are not just clicking away from my website, they're giving me their details. So you know, once I got that instant response, I was like, wow, I'm definitely going to follow what this guy's got to say. But I have never taken investment for my company, and that's something that I've done this year. Now I've just set up an office, so growth in my business this year is so important. It's so important. I've done like cash flow forecasts and things like that, but I've always got stuck between $4,000 and $5,000 a month. And even though I've done this, you know, so-called fake cash flow forecast, which is what I call fake, because I don't know how I'm going to get it. I got no idea. I've just kind of jumped in the deep end, which is what I did when I started my business. You know, I didn't know how I'd get the work, but I just went for it, and I did. But now I am a little bit worried that I'm not going to get the growth that I really want or I need because I'm lacking in direction. So, you know, that's why I thought, hey, I can come on again. You're going to give me some more advice. This is great. I'm definitely going to do it because the little things I've put in place has helped already. And it's just a few small things that I've learned from your podcast and from talking to you. So yeah, anything you can throw my way, that would be great.
All right, so let's jump in on that. First and foremost, there's a couple things that are really non-negotiable, and a lot of people want to skip them because they sound boring or kind of too philosophical as opposed to tactical. But the problem is, if you skip them, the tactical stuff isn't going to work. So first and foremost, I'm trying to think of first because it's a little bit of chicken and the egg. The first thing is a commitment. So it's weird because people all say, oh, I'm committed. But having coached literally hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, they all say they're committed, but then when you ask them to do something hard or scary or invest in themselves or their company or fire someone or not clean or just do anything that's outside of their comfort zone, that commitment evaporates, right? So when they say I'm committed to growing, they mean I really, 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 really want to grow as long as it doesn't require me doing anything outside of my comfort zone or different than I do now.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And that's non-negotiable. I don't even accept people. You could have all the money in the world. If you don't have commitment, you're like, Mike, I'll give you $50,000 to help me grow my company. But I know you're not committed. I'm going to pass because, again, all the tactics in the world don't help if you're not just, I will do it, whatever it takes. As long as it's moral, legal, and ethical, I'm in. So first and foremost, you got to commit and not just say, oh, I really want it. Like I really want to be a millionaire and my commitment is to go buy a lottery ticket. That's not commitment. Commitment is I will do what I have to do every day, all day, without ceasing until I reach my goal. So first and foremost, Cleaning Nation, Rowena, without the commitment, everything I say is going to be useless because I wish I could say, I have magic beans. Give me money and I will give you these magic beans. And you eat these beans and you'll be rich. There's plenty of guys and gals on the internet that claim that. And I don't know that anyone are telling the truth. But I am telling the truth when I say I have a system that's a lot of work. And if you'll follow the system and do the work and do the scary things that your competitors won't do, you'll absolutely get results. But you can give me all the money you want and do nothing and get no results. I guarantee that as well. So that's first and foremost. Second is get clear on your goals. A lot of people, when I say, and again, I've done this hundreds of times, where do you want to be, right? They'll call and I want to, you know, I always start with, let's create a plan, right? And then I'll help you execute that plan. But until we know what the goal is, I can't make a plan. So, and they'll say things like, I want to grow. I want to get bigger. I want to double. Well, that's just for now, but ultimately bigger than that. And then ultimately bigger than that. And there's really no goal. It's just, I want to continually grow until I'm a billionaire, right? Which is fine. You just want to know, is it a billionaire or a 100 millionaire or a 1 millionaire or, you know, let's just, for crying out loud. And then once you reach that goal, if you want to make another one, that's fine. But to just have this constantly moving target of, I don't care where I am, I want more. Not super helpful. So first and foremost, we need the commitment. Second, we need a clear goal, right? So do you have a goal right now? You're like, I just can't break that 4,000 or 5,000 pounds per month. Where do you want to be?
Yeah.
What's the goal for, and let's go 12 months, right? Because you go 20 years, it could be $1 billion.
Over the next 12 months, the goal and what I put on my cash flow forecast was just under 85,000, because that's just under the VAT threshold.
So let's call it $7,000 a month. That's 82,000 bucks a year. Fair?
Yeah.
So right. No, that is 84.
$2,000 extra a month that I need to make.
Perfect.
To make sure that, you know, I can cover more wages, I can pay back my loan, I can I don't want money for myself this year. You know, I want money for my business.
All right, so hold on, let me jump in, because we only got 20 minutes. I want to make sure you leave this with a plan, and Cleaning Nation leaves with the ability to make a plan. So first of all, if we were one-on-one coaching and we weren't on the podcast, I'd beat the snot out of you when you say something like, I don't need any money for me this year. I'd go, well, I'm not going to help you. We're going to build a – if I'm working with you, it's going to be a $15,000 or $20,000 goal, and we are going to change your life, right? So that's another thing. A lot of times, my least favorite thing when I say, what's your goal? People respond back, I don't know what's reasonable. And that's nuts, because – for Rowena, what's reasonable might be $7,000 a month. For the next guy, what's reasonable might be $70,000 a month. My last company went from 0 to $4.3 million in 18 months. That was reasonable for me. Before you go, there are hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs that go, I wouldn't even get out of bed unless I thought I could go to $100 million in a year, right? So there is no reasonable, such a ridiculous term, because you ask 10 different people what's reasonable, you get 10 different responses. So we're saying, I'm going to make up this thing in my mind that I deem reasonable, and that's going to dictate my whole business. That's unreasonable. That's insane, right? So instead of going, what's reasonable? Because you don't need a coach to get what's reasonable. Just do that, right? Let's say, what do I need? Yeah. What do I want my life? If I'm going to put in, because again, that's why this goal and this commitment go together. Because if I'm going to say, hey, Rowena, I need you to do risky things or scary things or step out of your comfort zone or spend money on equipment or training or employees or training you, training your business, training your employees, hiring employees, all this stuff, right? I'm going to ask you to do things that you're not comfortable doing. And how do I know you're not comfortable doing them? Because you haven't done them, right? If you were comfortable doing, you'd have already done them and you'd have already gotten the results. So I know by definition, if you're like, I want wildly different results than what I've gotten, you know you're going to have to do wildly different things. Yeah. And usually those are things that you're not comfortable doing. So all that to say, if we don't have a clear goal that really fires, I'm sorry, a clear goal and result that fires us up, it's really hard when I ask you to do something special or hard. So when I say, okay, Rowena, I'm just making this up. I don't want you to clean ever again. Well, what if an employee doesn't show up? Then an employee doesn't show up. Well, then no one will clean that house. Yeah, I guess it won't get clean. Well, they'll fire me. Maybe they will. But if we're going to grow a real company, right? If, you know, here in the States, I don't know if Tesla is big over there, you know, Elon Musk is this big entrepreneur. Well, guess what? If the guy building the circuit boards for Tesla doesn't show up, I promise Elon doesn't roll out of bed and go, I better get down to the plant. Like, you know, Bob didn't show up. So we got to get out of that thinking. And again, and if they go, but Elon, we promise these people, we deliver cars and they're not going to get delivered. Yeah. He doesn't go, oh, I guess I better get to work. Like, that's insane. He's the owner of a large company. So if you want to be a worker, then go work. If you want to be the owner of a real company, then you got to act like that. So all that to say, if I'm going to ask you to do that scary thing, right? And I'm making this up. So please don't, I'm not saying this for everybody, but just if that's what I ask you to do, you have to have some sort of good that you expect to come to you that's bigger than the pain I'm asking to put you through. So if that good is, well, I want to make an extra $2,000 a month and just pay for all these expenses I've taken on, but not make any extra money myself. When I ask you to do hard things, you're going to go, meh, I don't know. That's, yeah. You know, we want to be like, there's this house that I've wanted forever. And I know if I had this amount of down payment, I could get it. I want to get married, but I'm working 100 hours a week and I can't live like this anymore. My kids are growing up before my eyes and I haven't taken a vacation with them in 5 years. Stuff like that. These are the things that we need to get. And then we can make a goal. So I'd say, well, how much does that house cost? How much down payment do you need? Well, how much revenue do we need to get for your company to get to that down payment? What kind of structure would we need for you to be at your kid's baseball game? So we're going to figure out goals that actually change your life, not just like, well, this is what's reasonable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so step two, definitely. And I know you're like, we haven't even talked about what I want to talk about. Well, we got like 4 minutes. I promise we'll get there. But until you've got the commitment level and the goals that are actually going to change your life and make it better, because I don't know that if we hustled and you did everything I asked you and you grew as an entrepreneur and I stretched you and it was uncomfortable and scary, but you did it. And next year at this time, you're like, I paid all of my bills, just like I said, didn't make an extra nickel for myself. You go, that wasn't worth it, right? We need to find out what's, and we don't have to get into it here, one-on-one I would, but what's going on with Rowena? What do you need in your life? So the goals have to be such that the commitment is worth it, right? If the commitment is a 12 and your goals are, you know, my life's going to be exactly the same next year, that doesn't work, right? We need real specific stuff.
Once you've
got that, then we can put together a plan, and I'll help you walk you through that. But again, without the goal, without the goal, there is no plan, and without the commitment, there is no fuel to make the plan happen. So that said, I'm not going to beat you up too much. We're just going to assume you just need $2,000 extra per month, and that's an easy one. But again, if we were going one-on-one, we'd probably kick that up a little bit. So what's your average monthly customer worth to you? $100, $200, $300, $500?
The average monthly customer would be worth about $250.
Cool. So if you want to grow, I think, $2,000 a month, we need 8 of those customers. Yeah. So far, so good? All right. You get 12 months to do it. So all you have to do is net one new customer per month. And that means you could lose 4 customers, right? I don't know how often you lose them, so you have to figure that in. But if you lose 4 customers a year, well, all you need to do is pick up one new customer per month, and you've hit your goal. That's why it's too small. It's not, I mean, that should be a walk in the park. And then your next thing is, why? But I've tried and I haven't done it. All right, well, we got to dive in and go, what have I tried before? How did it work out? I tried this before. It didn't work. Why didn't it work? And then we got to fix it. So if you say, well, I know how to get customers, but I can't get employees. Okay, then we need to focus on your, say, okay, well, if I was going to be an $8,000 customer, how many new employees would I need? For you, only growing $2,000 a month, you need like one employee, right? It's not like you need 17 more over the next month, year. You need one more, right? Is that fair? I don't know how many you have now, but $2,000 a month, one guy or gal can do that. Maybe two. Maybe, I don't know. But over the next year, you're like, I have to put a system, and that's the trick, is you're like, I am. And here's the thing. Everyone that gets stuck for the exact same reason. Rowena's stuck at $5,000. I promise there's listeners stuck at $50,000. Let me tell you why you're stuck. And it's the same reason Rowena's stuck. The systems that they've used to get them from where they started to where you are only sufficient to get you to where you are. So Rowena, I'm guessing you're doing some cleaning. Would that be a fair assumption?
I do have to do some sometimes.
No, you don't have to. No, hold on. I asked you if you do cleaning, and then you said I have to clean, which is bull crap. You don't have to do anything but breathe in and out, and if you're in England, pay taxes, and then at some point die. That's what you have to do. So first of all, I didn't even ask you if you have to clean. I asked you if you do clean, and you modified and go, I have to clean, and I call bull crap. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be on this call. You don't have to do nothing. You could quit tomorrow and go, F all of you. I just want money. I just want to collect money, and I'm not going to heck with all of you. You probably wouldn't do real well, but you don't have to do anything. So let me ask again. I take it you're probably cleaning.
So yes, I do cleaning.
All right. So you choose to clean. That's fine. So we might need 2 employees, one to replace you and one to get to the 2,000. So I'm guessing, and again, we'd have to work through on a coach, and that's going to be my next thing, is find someone who knows what the heck they're doing and have them help you, like Rowena is doing. The next thing is probably, well, Rowena hasn't made that switch to, my system is I hire people that I watch like a hawk, and then when they fall down or don't do a good job, I swoop in like a mother bird and save them. That's my system, which is a great system if you'd like to go from zero to about $5,000 a month or pounds a month in residential cleaning. If you want to do $7,000 or $10,000, it's a terrible system. So again, we have to change that system, and maybe, you know, I don't know if you've heard the expression over there, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah, maybe some customer doesn't get cleaned, or maybe there's something embarrassing that happens, or maybe there's some uncomfortableness. But if you're going to make that shift, that transformation from cleaner with some helpers to a business owner that happens to be in the cleaning business, these are the things that we need to do. So the steps are commit, have goals that are worthy of the commitment that you're going to need to do, create a plan and a system. And then here's the big thing. You're like, well, how do I create that plan and system? And without sounding too self-serving, for crying out loud, find a coach or a mentor or a group of people, a support system that will help you. And here, let me tell you how to qualify them, right? Because a lot of times, well, I've tried that. I gave money to a coach and I'm still broke, or that guy was a scam. Yeah, I get it. That happens. So let me tell you how to make sure. I shouldn't say make sure. That's too strong. Let me tell you how to tilt the odds in your favor. First and foremost, you want someone that has done it themselves, right? Nothing makes me crazier than going to the gym and they get these big fat trainers training people. Like, what the heck, man? Are you out of your mind? Same thing. We hire coaches that's so like, true. Hey, I want to build $1 million business. And the coach, I'll help you. Great. Yeah. How many $1 million business have you? Oh, none. I'm a coach. Well, then what am I going to listen to you for? And again.
That's
might be a mindset coach. Just to be clear, you might want a mindset coach who's got a great mindset. You can listen to him. You might want a nutrition coach that's broke. You're not going to listen to him or her about money, but you might listen about what he puts in his body, right? God forbid you listen to me about relationship advice. My wife would smack you. But you might – I'm just kidding because I'm so blessed to have such an amazing wife. But that's more – you would listen to her for relationship advice, me and business advice. So first and foremost, make sure they've done it, ideally multiple times, right? There's one thing of a guy that kind of got – I don't want to say got lucky, but – it's possible if I've done it once, I got lucky. But if I built seven, and I haven't, I have built several. But long story short, ideally, you want, for sure, the minimum requirement is they've done it. Ideally, bonus points if they've done it more than once. Second thing is, and this is even more important, they've helped other people do it, right? So again, I might take the fat physical trainer if he shows me 37 skinny dudes with a bunch of lean muscle that he helped, right? I'd still feel better if he had if he was like that. But at least, if he shows me one guy or gal, not impressive. If he can show me a dozen, well, now that's something, right? And here's the last thing I'll give you, because we're running out of time and I want to hit the lightning round. People say, I don't have money, I'm afraid. And I go, did you buy equipment? Did you hire someone? Did you buy office space? Did you, let me see your P&L. I see their P&L and they spent 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 grand in the last year or 2 or 3 years on various sundry stuff. And I go, how'd that all work out with you? Oh, Dad, I got screwed on the Facebook ads and this is no good and that car sucks. Blah, blah. It's all wasted money. Well, what do you think it would have made sense to hire somebody that knows where to put the freaking money to help you through that? Like, that's the first person you hire is the guy or gal that can walk you through the plan. So they're like, I made up my own plan that cost me a bunch of money because it was a terrible plan, but I wouldn't pay a couple $1,000 or whatever it costs to get someone that knows what the heck they're doing to help me make the right plan and then put in place a plan that works. So it makes me crazy when people say, I have money for backpacks or equipment or cars or office space or whatever, but I don't have any money to pay someone to help me make sure I don't waste my money. Like, that's nutballs to me. Like, you obviously have money. You just want to waste it. And again, sometimes they're not coachable or they're not committed. They're like, it's more fun. Because again, that's the problem. The coaches are going to ask you to grow and be a better person and learn
spend
and expand. And that's not
ask
fun.
You to spend money.
Well, sometimes
that's
it depends. It depends. It really depends on what it is. But again, it's the difference between I can hire a physical fitness trainer who's going to ask me to do stuff like lift heavy objects repeatedly and stop eating stuff that tastes delicious and start eating stuff that maybe doesn't taste delicious. Screw that. I'll spend $20 on a book or a bar or something. I won't ask the trainer if this book's any good or the bar's any good. It's just the guy selling books and bars telling me it's good. But he's telling me I can just sit on my butt and eat cucumbers all day or whatever his weird plan is, and I'll lose weight. So that's the problem, right? The Facebook guy is going to say, just give me money and your business will be huge, and it doesn't work. And the guy selling everyone's selling their crap is going to say, buy my crap and your life will be great. If you've got a ethical person that's done it before, they can say either for free or money, whatever your arrangement is, at least they can go, I've done what you want to do. I can show you how to make much better, different mistakes than I made. And you can, instead of it took me 20 years, you can get there in 6 months. That's what you want. So, all right, rant over. Obviously, I get fired up about this because I spend all my life trying to help people, and it drives me nuts when they say stupid things like, I don't have any money to put in. What they really said is I want to continue wasting money on other things that aren't going to really solve it. And I don't want to put money in something to help. Talk to me.
I tell you what I want to do. Instead of like a huge investment in one go, I want to do it slowly. I want to do it gradually, that I can see my income rising.
We're running way over. I want to make sure we get to the lightning round. So what that looks like is different for each person. We can talk off air, but the steps are: first, commit. Coach isn't going to help you unless you've committed. I promise you. Second, have goals that are compelling. Third, create a system. The bonus of creating that system is have someone help you that's already created that system. So when Rowena says, I've created the same stupid projections every year and they've never come true, well, it's because you don't have a plan that works. Find someone that can help you make the plan. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Yeah. We are way over time. Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I want to encourage you, as we're talking about, get a coach, find a path, do the plan that's already been done. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. It's a webinar, so we can only give so much, and I think it's like 40, 50 minutes, so we can only do so much in that time, but we lay out a plan of exactly the five steps, the five shifts that you need to make to go from struggling, stuck, to being able to grow as much as you want. And it's totally free. growmycleaningcompany.com. It's a free on-demand training. Check it out now. That said, let's hit the lightning round. Rowena, I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to answer three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
So personally or professionally, I think what you've just said to me is one of the best things that anybody could say to me, just because you've outlined, you know, the way I should think about stuff. It's so difficult to find people maybe that you know, or your friends, or anybody that's not doing business to give you, you know, a solid piece of advice like that. I kind of knew it, but sometimes you need to be told.
Sometimes you don't want to hear it. You need a crazy person ranting on the other end of the world to get it.
Yeah, I get it. I haven't been to a business school to learn how to make these plans, but I've always tried to be entrepreneurial. And now, if I'm really serious, you're right. I need a coach. I need a plan. I need to continuously invest in myself and my business.
And let me encourage
you. That's good.
Rowena, you said something huge. I want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation. I have never been to a business school. So my least favorite excuse is I'll go to a 4-year degree, blah, blah, blah. I could teach at a business school, but I've never been to a business school. That said, I've spent well over $100,000 on my education from other masterminds, from courses, from books. Good Lord, do I read a lot of books. So please don't use that as an excuse. Again, you don't need to go to an 8-year degree. And I'm not saying you are, Romy. This is for the world, not specifically you. And I've heard this a lot. If I get a 4-year business, some sort of degree in business, that no, that's not what you're going to learn. What you need is find someone that's done it and sidle up with them and have them, whether that you just ask nicely or you pay them. I don't care what the relationship is. Have someone that can do what you want, show you, and get in fast track you. Go to the technical school that says, hey, in 8 weeks, you're going to know how to rebuild an air conditioning versus the 4-year college. It's like in 8 weeks, you'll know a little bit about a lot of stuff. So just want to encourage you. I've not been to business school, but I'm not the jerk saying, hey, I'm a coach. You all should pay for coaches. I'm the jerk that spent at least $100,000, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in my education. None of it was through college. So just want to encourage you, Rowena, and the world, Clean Nation education can mean a lot of different things. That said, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
The biggest mistake would be like trusting people too quickly. Mm-hmm. I think that reflects in, losing jobs because somebody hasn't got the right mental attitude to actually go and do your job well when you're not there. And I think the whole like core value thing that you were talking about, I wasn't drumming that into their head. Mm. So they went there. They said they were going to do a job. They said they did the job. They didn't do the job. The customer came back and said, look, my end of tenancy is not done. Mm. My landlord wants their keys back and it's not finished. Mm. I got there and they basically like wiped a couple of things and just ruined my reputation in the meantime and I said to them, look, why didn't you just say you didn't want to do the job? You were too busy, too tired, whatever. You should have just said, I don't want to do it. And I would have gone and done it myself.
You're using logic to try and solve an emotional problem. I do it all the time and it's never worked.
They had an emotional thing that day and they just didn't bother to do it. So they ruined the job and I lost £75. But I went and I did it and then I did get paid in the end. But yeah, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't funny.
All right. I've got a 27-minute rant on that, but we'll save it for a different day. Last question. What is your favorite book? Speaking about investing in ourselves and learning from people that have done it, a book's a great way to start. What's the best book that you've read? And it could be fiction, it doesn't have to be business. It can be, but favorite book in the world in your years on this earth, best book you've read you can share with Clean Nation.
I have to say that I'm terrible for not reading books.
I wouldn't say that.
But what I did...
Let's not have a judgment that you're a terrible person.
No, but honestly, I've been to college, I've done photography, I did art and design, I loved all the art books. That's my kind of like outlet.
That's fine.
Creativity.
Best one you've read. Doesn't matter, art or not.
So anyway, I had... recently decided, right, okay, I'm going to go on Amazon and I'm going to sign up for the Kindle books. Mm-hmm. And although it's not a specific book, I've signed up for like every book I could ever read for $7.99 a month. I could sell it because it's great. I've looked at a few business books, you know, like people who've done entrepreneur stuff, saying from stress to, there was a book called From Stress to Success, How to Systemize Your Business.
Love it.
So I read that recently. It's got some really good points in it. It's done by a guy that owned a letting agent, which is completely different, but it's still basically business points on how to systemize things and do what you said and make other people work in your business so that you don't have to. So that is actually, I think it was John something who made that book. I can't remember the author, but basically that's my recent latest book that I read on the Kindle books from Amazon or whatever. And so from stress to success, I would say definitely as a basic, if you want to know any little thing about how to kind of start writing your manual, which is what I'm currently trying to do to make myself change my patterns, you know, and that's my patterns is, yeah, holding on to everything too much and I'm stopping myself making money. So I'm trying to change that. And that book is great.
All right, perfect. Appreciate the feedback. Rowena, thank you for joining us again. Thank you for sharing. I'm digging your vibe, your passion. I just love your energy. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Rowena's show notes page, links to everything we mentioned, and the special video I made just for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.